Hello and welcome to the EFA News Podcast Tech Talk. I'm Harry Benjamin. On today's show, we'll be looking at the latest news and trends from the world of home appliances, plus an exclusive interview with Ragip Balkioglu, the Chief Commercial Officer for Europe, the Middle East, North Africa and the Americas regions at Arçelik. We discuss the latest trends and hear firsthand what the company's visions are for the long term. All that and more on the way, but first, the latest news from EFA Berlin 2023, set to take place between the 1st and the 5th of September. From the 1st of October, Leif Erik Lindner will join EFA Management as the new Managing Director, with the appointment highlighting the company is continuing its course of creating new impulses in the trade show business while planning for the long term. Lindner, previously the Vice President for Consumer Electronics at Samsung Germany, will succeed Oliver Merlin, who has been building a team at EFA as well as being responsible for the successful change in management over the entire EFA project, including establishing EFA Next and new features such as the Sustainability Village, Berlin Tech Week, an esports arena, and the completely redesigned conference format EFA Leaders Summit. Now for the latest news in the world of home appliances. Indian startup Appliance.ai has integrated the much-talked-about AI chatbot ChatGPT into its flagship smart cooking assistant, DelishUp. Launched earlier this year, DelishUp is a smart home appliance that automated cooking and now, with the inclusion of ChatGPT, can create customized AI-assisted recipes. The Chinese consumer electronics and smart appliances maker Xiaomi is known mostly for its advanced yet affordable smartphones. However, the company has been making major strides in the appliances market. This year, they've already introduced two fridge models in China, and now with the launch of its new three-door refrigerator, the firm is again expanding its home appliances range with the launch of the Migia Italian-style 400L refrigerator. The new model is a streamlined, ultra-modern design with ample storage and packed with tech and smart connectivity. In a surprising turn of events, washing your clothes in cold water can actually be a wise decision when it comes to doing the laundry. Not only does it save you money, but it also makes a positive impact on the environment while delivering impeccable results. Samsung's revolutionary EcoBubble technology has transformed the effectiveness of washing clothes at lower temperatures. Samsung's tech transforms detergent into a foam cushion inside the drum. This not only treats the laundry gently, but also results in a 24% more thorough clean at lower temperatures, surpassing conventional 40 degrees C cotton cycles. Feature interview. This week, I spoke to Ragip Balkioglu, Chief Commercial Officer at Arçelik, covering Europe, the Middle East, North Africa, and Americas regions, a role he has held since January 2018. He's been involved with mainstream Arçelik brand Beko since the early 90s as trading manager of Beko England and product marketing manager at Beko PLC from the early 2000s, most recently being sales director at Beko until 2015, before moving further within Arçelik as Chief Commercial Officer for International Sales. Well, Ragip, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. First of all, I suppose, what are the main challenges which are shaping the world of home appliances today?
Thank you, Harry. Thanks for inviting me as well to share some of the thoughts. The main challenges, where should I start? At the moment, we have several challenges, and the most important one at the moment is the significant inflation that the whole world is facing and consequent declining income. Basically, wage increases are behind inflation, increasing interest rates and mortgage payments, and disproportionately increasing energy costs are creating a significant pressure on today's consumers, on all of us, actually. On the other hand, share of spending is moving from goods to services after the COVID. So that is further decreasing the amount of consumers are prepared to pay for appliances, basically. And also, one of the consequences of that is the discretionary spending is pretty much significantly reduced, and replacements for appliances are the main sort of reason to purchase. Also, geopolitical events, especially a raging war in Europe, which is unbelievable in this day and age, is generating significant low of consumer confidence. So what's the result? The result is we are seeing a significant correction starting from second half of 2022, and particularly this year. Now, the first half of this year, we're seeing a significant correction versus 2021 in terms of the market size of home appliances. And markets are shrinking, and especially quantities are going back to the pre-COVID levels in certain markets, even, you know, going back to 10 years, as much as 10 years. So it's a very difficult situation right now. And the other point is the supply chains are much better than before, but there are still some risks and inefficiencies due to the geopolitical problems, you know, sanctions, technology transfer risks, regulations, all of them create those instabilities. And basically, it reinforces or it requires companies to reinforce supply chain, their supply chain resilience. And finally, and this is very close to our hearts in Arçelik, the climate change and the dangers that it presents to the humanity is another big challenge for the home appliances, because there are lots of regulations coming and will come. The energy prices are rising, as we discussed. So the consumers are increasingly expect companies and brands act on sustainability. And this forces home appliance companies continuously evolve. And the biggest challenge in that is doing this development at a minimum cost and as quick as possible, basically. So we face significant challenges, as you can see.
Absolutely. You mentioned there, obviously, that the impact this naturally has on your consumers' needs as well. Could we delve a little bit more into that, or, you know, on an individual level? You know, what does that see? I imagine a decline, but their expectations for a consumer as well must be big in this current day and age.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, discretionary spending is much less now, and therefore the replacement is very important for the consumer. So the experience to begin with is quite important. So a seamless experience, a very quick, because people don't have time as well to spend too much on the computer or, you know, going to the shops and whatnot. As before, as the last couple of years. So a seamless online and in-store experience is key. Rich information availability and being able to address individual needs of consumers very, very rapidly is quite key. That's very important. The second important thing is, actually, these are in no particular order, if I should say so. Value and convenience is very important. Consumers are much more choosy when it comes to the purchase of appliances, and they want products addressing their needs. And these can vary from customer to customer: health, design, multifunctionality, durability, sustainability. These are some of the attributes. So the brands need to understand and respond to those individual needs of different consumer segments. So fit for me rather than fit for all approach is what's working right now and what the consumers are asking for. And finally, and again, this is quite important for us, is the sustainability. I wouldn't say that up until recently. Now, I can say easily that consumers are prepared to pay a little bit more now for sustainability, especially Generation Z. And we have a lot of data to back that up in line with their expectations of sustainability. For example, the new Nielsen data shows that 46% of consumers are looking for brands to take the lead on creating sustainable change. And further, there are other reports saying that 82% of the shoppers want to embrace sustainable and people-first practices. Generation Z, 75% of the Generation Z see sustainability as more important than brand names. I can go on. 82% of consumers want brands to embrace sustainable, people-first approaches, etc., etc. But basically, sustainability now creates for brands more growth and more loyalty. And this is at every price point, and regardless the brand is an entry-level brand, OEM, private label, a very well-respected high-end brand. All of those brands are subject to these consumer expectations. So sustainability is one of the key topics going forward.
Absolutely. Well, so, you know, lots of challenges to overcome. Sustainability as well, clearly one of your main strategic pillars. For the rest of 2023, then, what are your objectives that you've laid out for you and your company?
Well, this is a long-term game. So we have obviously continuous R&D and product development, and we have. And by the way, sustainability is not only energy efficiency; it ranges from water efficiency, food preservation, recyclability, healthy living. All of those are, you know, we can put them under sustainability, and each of them, due to our rigorous innovation cycles and research and development, we are addressing and we are recognized globally as Arçelik over the past 4 years, and we are the awarded as most sustainable appliance company by the Dow Jones Index. We have long-term targets within that because without that, it's impossible to survive in this world and have a purpose, basically. So for 2030, we have approved science-based targets for well below 2-degree scenario, and we committed to reduce scope 1 and scope 3 emissions by 30%, greenhouse emissions by 30%, and scope 3 emissions by 15%. But that's not enough, of course. The most important commitment we have made is for to be completely net zero emission in the whole value chain by 2050. Basically, this means that we have to reduce our global scope 1, 2, 3 emissions by 90%. And this is from the 2022 base by 2050. And it's very difficult to do so, but we have to do it. We are committed to do it. We don't have some of the technologies available today in order to achieve that creating those products in a financially accessible manner to our consumers. But we have achieved so much so far. I have every confidence that we will create products and we will hit those targets. We have to.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned products there. Just finally, could you tell us about some of your latest innovations and maybe give us a flavor of what you will be presenting at perhaps IFA Berlin later this year?
Well, I don't want to give up too much for Berlin. Obviously, we will have few surprises, and I mean, it's not a surprise that our main theme will be sustainability, continue to be sustainability to begin with. But in terms of the specific technologies, I think I'm gonna save the preview to IFA. But if I should mention some of the amazing stuff that we have done so far, I'm calling them amazing. I might be slightly biased, but these are all world's first kind of amazing technologies, and they're all accessible. For example, we have developed a new heat pump dishwasher, which is pretty much the first, that consumes less than 10% of an A-rated machine. We have developed world's first plastic microfilter integrated in washing machines 2-3 years ago, and still continues to be unique. And we are working on the second generation of that. This is to stop plastic microfilters going to the ocean. Our latest innovation is Save Water in dishwashers and laundry care. And basically what it does, it uses the clean water generated in the last cycle of the dishwashers or water generated during the drying operation. And we reuse that for the first cycle of the next wash. And that saves significant water. PET tubs, we have been PET tubs for the washing machines, recyclable, coming from the recyclable PET bottles. That's again, I don't know who else is doing that, but we are saving tens of thousands of tons of PET tubs going into the back into the nature, and we are recycling them. And we have this harvest fresh technology, for example, generation conditions for keeping the vegetables much longer, and actually growing vitamins by replicating full sun cycles. I can go on basically, but as you can see, we are touching every point of sustainability in our products, and you will see some great stuff in IFA regarding the same theme.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to seeing more and about what Arçelik and, of course, the Beko brands come out with IFA Berlin later this year. Fantastic to hear your insights too on the challenges and, of course, how you're overcoming those, and sustainability being a key pillar of yours going forward too. Ragit, thank you so much for taking time on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Some other news in the world of home appliances now, powered exclusively by the IFA Newsroom. Introducing the WMF840L, a coffee machine that seamlessly combines innovation and functionality. Equipped with a high-resolution touchscreen display, the machine offers a user-friendly interface that simplifies the brewing process. The intuitive controls allow you to customize your coffee exactly the way you like it, catering to individual preferences with ease. And that just about does it for this edition of IFA's News Podcast Tech Talk. Thanks for joining us. I've been Harry Benjamin. To stay up to date with all the very latest news from IFA, head to the IFA newsroom, news.ifa-berlin.com. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.